Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 20th of Jumad al-Ula, 1442, and we present to you our report back, as we have for several years now, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Hadha min fadli Rabbi, is the grace of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. Almighty Allah states, wa amma bi ni'mati Rabbika fahadith, as for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah that are ever recurring, showering upon us, announce it, pronounce it, Alhamdulillah. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. The person who is not thankful, grateful to humanity, in reality is not thankful, grateful to Almighty Allah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So today also, like last week, we will make it into two parts. And don't worry, you don't have to record anything. We will send it out to you. So our quality will be much better than your recording as well. And our topic today is trip to Zakaria Park. So let us give you the rundown of every day's activities of the past week. So Alhamdulillah, in the morning with Mawlana Arafat, Allah Ta'ala reward him and his family, our brother Junaid Khan and his family, brother Riyaz Hussein and his family. They come in 2:30, 3:30, and in the morning, 4:00 they start. And mashallah, the amount of non-Muslims listening to the program, Allah Jalla Wala grant them hidayat. So that is from 4:00 to 6:00. This week here I come in from around 4:20 to 4:50. So inshallah you can pass the word around to your non-Muslim friends, acquaintances. Tell them, wake up and listen. Whatever questions they have, inshallah, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, we will answer them. The tafsir also going well, Alhamdulillah. We already started the fourth time the Quran Sharif. All this with the mercy of Almighty Allah. Thrice the Quran Sharif completed. 2001 to 2009 was the first one. 2009 to 2014 the second. Then 2014 to 2019 was the third. And now we continuing. Make dua, Allah Jalla Allah makes it such. We complete the Quran Sharif and everything is recorded so that we can send it to all and sundry. So many people are requesting, Allah Jalla Wala accept us to make khidmat of Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah and Deenul Islam right till the last breath of ours. Thereafter, Monday night Q&A, Alhamdulillah. Tuesday, the bliss of marriage. Wednesday, bliss of marriage. All very well with the help and mercy of Allah. Tuesday night, I went to the Jami Masjid. And mashallah, they have changed the time there to 8:40 because of the curfew. And they said, no, we will not have tafsir. So I said, fine with me. It's very flexible. So the people can reach home by 9:00. Wednesday, mashallah, the days are getting longer, so I was there by about 6:00, 6:05. On Wednesday, by Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, I read Asr Salat here in the Jami Masjid, because Asr day is 5:15, so I get more time there in Darul Zakaria. Hazrat was fasting also, so we had more time also to talk and so forth. So I told Hazrat, I'm making iftar with you, but let's to be sa'im. I'm not fasting, I am just mina zaireen. So sometimes we just speak Arabic, you know, so Hazrat enjoys it. I say, I'm just a mehman and a visitor here. So mashallah. So wonderful, wonderful discussions, what's happening in the world, and some masail and so forth. And after the Maghrib Salat and so forth, Hazrat ate a little bit, and thereafter went to teach Bukhari Sharif. And it was a wonderful topic about Kitabul Jihad and Shahadat and Martyrdom and so forth. And then again we came back, mashallah, we had tea. And then I told Hazrat, about 8:45, I better leave, you know, it's curfew. And when I came this side here, not far from my house, the police were there, and the taxis all going this way, that way, because they saw the blue lights. I said, what, we must be frightened. So we went, alhamdulillah. So I keep the mask, you know, in the pocket or whatever. So I wore the mask, and then I opened, and it was a lady police. So I asked her, Mama, Mina lo Fundisi, what you want from the Fundisi? So she said, give your license. So for those of you who don't understand, we spoke a little bit Zulu there. So I ask them, you know, what you want from us? They say fundis for priest. We don't have priesthood in Islam, but we just use their terminology to make them understand. So they said, I must give my driving license. So I gave her there the driver's license. And then they said, right, she said, go, sweetie. Then I don't know why she said that. I didn't give her any sweet or anything. Nevertheless, so I had a good laugh, but then I was supposed to make it for Isha this side there, but anyway I had to read Salat at home then because of all the delay and whatever. Thursday, mashallah, meetings and so forth, motivate the staff, whatever we have to do. Friday, Sufi Masjid, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward, Chota Panjbhai. I remember him very well. He used to come to our shop in our old place in the 60s. And you know that he was always immaculately dressed. He used to sell, you know, those men's suits and wear men's clothing and so forth. I was 7, 8, 9 years old, 10 years old. He got very, very happy when my father told him that my son started hifz and so forth. And then he used to always tell my father that if he goes for further studies, you must send him to Jalalabad. Because he was already associated, connected to Hazratji, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Anyway, I landed up in Karachi. So small little masjid, maybe you take 80, 100 people, maximum, if you really jam everybody up. So mashallah, so we find that the masjid had a good crowd, and we spoke and gave the lecture and so forth. And mashallah, they had to make the surfs also smaller because public holiday. And the khutbah was by Sheikh Salah Budair. That what happened was that we took the adhan from Makkah, and something happened, you know, gremlins. So we took the adhan from Makkah, but the khutbah from Medina, Sheikh Salah Budair. So mashallah, so that also with Allah's fadl, grace and mercy. And then Saturday, mashallah, I had visitors, my niece and them came, Mona, Ismail, Osman and them from Trichat. Allah Ta'ala reward them, reward the children, all of them. My sister is there also. So she is now, you know, old and so forth. So she didn't come, but mashallah, they to attend a nikah in lands. So it was very, very nice meeting them and interacting with all the family members. Then Sunday, that's why I named the trip to Zakaria Park, because every week now we go twice a week. I go Wednesday nights, evening at night, and then Sundays also. So Fajr Salat, and thereafter that we prepare, freshen up, and then we go to Zakaria. Then we discuss certain issues, what's happening in the world, and breakfast. And then the majlis. There was a Maulana, mashallah, his son-in-law is in Venezuela, Maulana Abdullah Osman. I was in Venezuela in 2014, so I met all of them and I saw all the activities, Maulana Munshi and his team, Allah reward them. What great, great sacrifice they made, the Masjid Khulafai Rashideen. I remember it was Ramadan, I performed 2 Jummas there and eat Salat and all that they made, I must be the Imam and what have you. So I have clear, vivid memories of that. So he came with his father-in-law, Maulana Abdul Rahman. So Hazrat Mufti Zawal Aksab requested Maulana Abdul Rahman to recite the Qirat. Wonderful he read, and I spoke about the importance of time. Every person should read the book written, who knows Arabic, by Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, Rahimahullah, Qimatu Zaman Indal Ulama, how you should appreciate time, and how the ulama. And thereafter, Qari Muhsin read, Maulana Burhan spoke about shukr. Hazrat Mufti Sahib made some other topics. topic, but he says that he just changed his topic, and whatever I spoke, then he just elaborated on that, and a little bit what Mawlana Burhan spoke, elaborated on that, and then mashallah, the zikr and dua and so forth. Then I go away upstairs. So anyway, then the Cape Town students came. So some of them, they know me because they studied in Darulum, Newcastle, or they studied in Qasimul Ulum in Cape Town. All our graduates, mashallah. So then I was speaking to them. Hazrat told me, you know what, the students are here, why you don't give them nasiha? So I spoke to them for about 15 minutes or so in English and a little bit Afrikaans, and then they also wanted to go. So Hazrat was very happy with the majlis and with the advices we gave there. And then mashallah, I was there right till quarter to 11. Then I told Hazrat, now I must go because I know I'm tired. I didn't tell Hazrat that, but I know I'm tired, I have a program in the afternoon, so I have to rest as well. So mashallah, came back and then rested in the afternoon with Mohana Khalid Yaqub, wonderful Q&A. From this week onwards, inshallah, we'll come back to our normal schedule, and that will be with Hafiz Wadi, inshallah, on Sundays, the Q&A. So that was the activities that we did, mashallah, for this week. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.